News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Another medal for Ireland. Yep, Belfast boxer Aidan Walsh is guaranteed at least an Olympic bronze after beating Mervyn Clare of Mauritius in his welterweight quarterfinal in Tokyo earlier this morning. Joining us on the line now is his personal coach, Paul Johnson of Monkstown Boxing Club, Newton Abbey. Good morning, Paul. How are you feeling? Have your nerves calmed down yet?
Yes, just about. I think it was very much tea and coffee before the fight, and then it turned quickly into champagne and Prosecco. So I left the family and his girlfriend a couple of hours ago, and they were still partying on. So, yeah, I'm expecting a few phone calls into workplaces today that will not be in today.
Paul, Aidan would have gone in as he would have been expected to win this fight, which I know from guys in your business is something ye hate, because all it takes is one good punch or, you know, a wrong elbow or something going wrong, and it can all turn in a second.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that he was favoured. I think Aidan really is only boxing at that level, elite senior level, the last 2 years. So Tokyo was seen as a development experience for him, and he was, you know, sort of hoped to be a medal contender in Paris. But Aidan is a championship fighter. He has got the style, he's got the skill set that you really need, and it suits the computer scoring system that they're using, the system of judging that they're using at the minute. I call him the White Cuban. His style is just incredible, and that's just dedication, years and years of training. And I really do believe he will be the next Olympic gold medalist. And Michael Carruth won a gold medal at welterweight back in 92. So we have a track record at this weight in Ireland.
We do indeed. Now, it has been a whirlwind, to use the cliche, but it's also been bittersweet because, of course, his sister Michaela lost earlier in the week. Now, they're training partners and a great support for each other. So I suppose Aidan had a little extra motivation if he needed any, because the win was as much for Michaela as it was for himself.
That's you've hit it on the button there. Michaela is as much his role model, as his training partner, as his sister, as his best friend. They push each other incredibly in every single session. And it's that mixture of, you know, success breeds success. Michaela was the forerunner of, I suppose, the international success, and Aidan has followed in her footsteps. And the sky is the limit with Aidan. He really can go the whole way.
That's a huge claim you're making there. You reckon he will be our next boxing gold medalist?
I believe so.
Right. Well, okay. Well, now I think most of us kind of think that if anybody's going to get one this time, it'll be Kelly. But you reckon that he's got as good a chance as she has?
Well, obviously Kelly's the world number one. She's the favourite. Aidan has went into the Olympic Games as an underdog, almost a wild card. So there's no pressure on him, and he's really enjoying that. The focus will be on Pat McCormick, who has already beaten Aidan twice at international tournaments, but it only matters when it matters. And this next fight that Aidan has is the time that he really has to perform. And Aidan Walsh on his day will beat anyone in the world.
Well, we certainly hope you're right. Now, the other thing too, by the way, just before we leave you go, is that you have to mention the influence and the legacy of Paddy Barnes, because I think he is probably the inspiration for the two of them, is he?
Paddy is obviously an inspiration to all boxers. You have Michael Conlon, you have all those other incredible boxers from Belfast who have shown that, you know, for a small country like ours, we can box way above our weight. But you have local boxers also. You have the likes of Card Frampton, and you have Stephen Ward, who would have been a clubmate of theirs in Monkstown. And they just bounce off each other, and they will be the pioneers for you know, our club and all the clubs across Ireland to really start to believe that we deserve to be on the podium as a country.
Well, listen, normally we rely on our boxers to bring home the prizes. The roars have kind of wiped your eye a little bit, so it's back over into your court now. So we're hoping that you're going to be able to do us proud. Wish all the gang the best. Tell them the country will be rooting for them, and thanks for getting up in this hour of the morning to talk to us. God bless.
Thank you.